G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Ian Cath on all of the internet-y sort of things that are out there these days. I'm walking along the Brisbane River again, as is my wont. It's my favourite little walk that I like to do on a surprisingly cool night. Yeah, this is late October. It feels more like early September, to be honest. Very, very mild night. We should be starting to get into some significant heat by now, but not yet. Fits and starts. A few different things are happening. So, it's very cool here at the moment. Whereas down in Sydney, they've been having some pretty serious fires, if you've been picking up on it via the media. Some pretty nasty bushfires in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. But here it's very, very cool. It's still a beautiful night to go out for a walk. And I've decided to go out because I just need to get a bit of fresh air. Just a normal week at work, bashing away at it. But the exciting thing for me is yesterday, and I'm going to indulge this because the reality is the people who tend to listen to these audio boos tend to be a little bit tech interested, would you say? I think so. So you probably can deal with it. But I yesterday my new iMac arrived. I did a little audio boo about that yesterday. Tiny little one. Shortest audio boo I think I've ever done. And it's quite exciting. I've had an iMac since, goodness, 2000, 2001. I got one of the earlier ones. And then I upgraded in 06 to the more larger form fit LCD type iMacs, the white iMac in 06, and it died back in February. It just suddenly stopped working, and it was so tragic because I'd been sort of nursing it and hoping it would just keep on keeping on, and it did for a very long time. Can't complain. It did last me 6 years, so it did very well. And because I was still recovering from my financial situation, there's just no way back in February I could justify going out and spending a couple of grand on a new computer. So for the last 6-8 months, I've been doing what I can to sort of pace myself so that eventually I'll be able to pay for one, invest in one. But yeah, it is an investment, isn't it? It's a significant amount of money to buy a new large computer. And I don't do it willy-nilly. I take a bit of care. And because of my financial situation after my trip and the 5 years of bashing away in the digital world and not succeeding, I've had to be a little bit careful. So I didn't just race out. I made do, and I limped along with my MacBook Pro. And I'm just made do, just sucked it up. And had a couple of false starts where I thought I was going to get one in June and then July and then August, and yeah, I just kept having different financial situations that prevented me from getting it. But I, in the last week, have been able to allow myself to get one, so I placed the order for it, and it arrived yesterday. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I ordered it on Friday afternoon, and I followed the tracking note. It left China on Monday afternoon. It left the plant, the factory or whatever, Monday afternoon. It arrived at the airport and I watched it tracking. It arrived in Sydney Wednesday and it was with me on Thursday. Quite extraordinary to be able to get something from China to Australia in 4 days, customized to my requirements. I think the way that Apple manages their infrastructure, their systems to be able to move stuff around the globe, it's just extraordinary. And it's funny actually, because I was having lunch yesterday and I thought I'd just check the tracking note to see how things were going, and lo and behold, it actually said it had been delivered in good condition. It was signed for by Kevin, and I went, oh, that's Kevin in the office. So I went in, and there it was. It'd been sitting there for about half an hour. Nobody bothered to come out and tell me. It's all right. And I've spent a little bit of time last night and a big chunk of this afternoon, because we finished work at lunchtime on Friday, so I've spent the bulk of this afternoon, and it is now getting quite late. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening. I've been spending the bulk of the afternoon basically getting things up to speed. I've made a point this time around, I'm not doing just an instant Apple sync migration from my old backup. I had a Time Machine backup when my computer died, so I've got all the data sitting there, but I didn't just do the simple backup to bring everything across. But I've done that strategically, and I know it costs me a little bit more effort, but I want to do it because I don't want to bring across all the junk. I know that there are a lot of programs I don't use. There's a lot of utilities that I've slowly accumulated over the years. Some of them go back to old operating systems. I just want to clean them all out. I know I've got everything there if I need it. I'm downloading fresh software from the companies, you know, digging out my old serial numbers and everything so I can get the programs. There's very few situations where I actually need to move stuff across. And of course, I'll move all the documents and photos and music and audio and all that sort of stuff across from Time Machine, but I'll just do it all manually. And I'm even reconfiguring my emails manually rather than just bringing them across. I'm just doing it so that I get a really clean machine to start things with. Back in 06, I knew virtually nothing about computers. I now know nothing and a little bit more. And that little bit more that I know is inclining me to want to have it much cleaner. And try and avoid a few programs. Like, I don't want to have any Adobe stuff on my machine. I just think Adobe's crap. And I really want to try and avoid having any Adobe programs. I've never had any Microsoft stuff, but I think way back in the day I might have downloaded Silverlight or something. You know, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. Why even have it on my machine? So I'm just not worrying about those sort of programs. I'm just trying to keep it really clean. But it's just so exciting. It's so nice to go from a little 15-inch MacBook Pro to a 27-inch iMac. It's the only... These are my screens. I don't have a television set. And this is my connection to the world, my portal to the universe, my viewing telescreen, my telephone, my everything. So it's an incredibly important piece of kit for me. And it's just so incredibly wonderful to be able to have a new iMac and get up to speed, and I'm sort of geeking out at the moment, basically getting all those bibs and bobs up to speed, and it's quite good fun. And yeah, it's just one of those little moments. We all have them, don't we? Go out and get a new iPhone, get a new laptop, get a new iPad. It doesn't matter, you know, we're all into this geeky stuff, aren't we, a little bit? So this is my little adventure for the moment, but it's nice to be away from the desk and just go and get a bit of fresh air. Thought I might wander into the city, walk along the river here. I've listened back to a couple of these audio booths when I'm walking like this. I'm not striding it out. When he was striding it out, okay, now I'm striding it out. If I was to do this for a few minutes and keep talking, I'd probably start getting a little bit puffed. But I know that it affects the rhythm and the way I speak. I sound a bit more staccato, a little bit more almost nervous. So I'm going to just slow down a bit now. And I noticed that I don't have a more relaxed style of speaking when I do some of these audio booths when I'm walking along the river here. But it's very relaxing. It's very relaxing as the light glints off the river. And the Brisbane River is quite a large river. It's probably 300 metres across. It's not insignificant. We've got this great plain of water and all the lights from the city reflecting off it. it's very beautiful at night. It's lovely to be able to just walk down the road from where I live and enjoy it. Past the European backpackers setting up for the night to have their wine and beer and meal as they park illegally, but I'm very happy for them here along the river. I'm going to wander into the city. It's late night shopping tonight. Get in amongst the hubbub of Brisbane town just for the sake of it, and then go home and fiddle a bit more with my new iMac. Wherever you are, good gentle folk, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Bye for now.